Associated Cash Fed Cattle Trade opened at lower prices on Wednesday. LMIC expects fourth quarter calf prices this year to be similar to those in 2019. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 10th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices were $1 to $2 lower than last week in Nebraska on a live basis Wednesday at $101 a hundredweight, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Dress sales were $2 to $3 lower at $160 to $161. Although too few to trend, there were also a few live sales in Kansas at $101 and a few dress sales in the Western Corn Belt at $160 to $161. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, though, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to a dollar higher. There were 200 head of choice 2 to 3 steers, weighing an average of 1,468 pounds, that brought an average price of $102.02. By the way, there is no weekly fed cattle exchange auction due to technical difficulties. So, with packer inventory apparently abundant and wholesale beef values continuing to erode, lower cash prices pressured cattle futures Wednesday amid active trade. Live cattle futures closed an average of 63 cents lower across a range of 35 cents lower to $1.07 lower in spot October. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.39 lower across a range of 55 cents lower in spot SEP to $2 lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.87 lower Wednesday afternoon at $222.95 a hundredweight. Select was 95 cents lower at $207.51. Corn futures closed fractionally lower to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed 3 to 6 cents higher through August of 21 and then mostly a penny higher. Keep in mind the monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates are due out on Friday. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers traded steady to mostly $2 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. A day earlier, mostly lower undertones were noted for steer and heifer calves. There were 4,668 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers traded unevenly steady at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 900 pounds sold $2 higher. There were 3,703 head on offer. Also compared to 2 weeks earlier, yearling steers sold $2 to $4 lower at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, while yearling heifers traded steady to $4 lower. There were 3,645 head on offer. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 800 to 850 and 951 to 1050 sold $3 to $4 higher. Steers weighing 901 to 950 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 800 pounds and 850 to 950 traded steady to a dollar higher. There are 3,533 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 500 to 950 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there were 2,857 head. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 800 pounds traded $3 to $4 higher, but $1 to $2 lower at lighter weights. Major U.S. financial indices rebounded Wednesday, led by the big tech stocks that applied pressure in the previous session. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME also paired losses from the previous day, up $1.07 to $1.29 through the front six contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 439 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 67 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 293 points. Bunched up yearlings in summer grazing programs and forced off of grass due to drought, especially in the western parts of the U.S., dampened prices for feeder steers, basis 700 to 800 pounds, say analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center. In turn, those analysts say that may spill back into the calf market. From January through August, steer calves weighing 500 to 600 pounds, basis the Southern Plains, averaged $159.41 a hundredweight, according to LMIC. Prices in August reached their highest level since before the pandemic began at an average of $161.78. According to LMIC analysts, in the latest Livestock Monitor, weather conditions may continue to play a significant role in how calves are priced in the coming months. For example, they say, prospects for small grain pasture grazing in the Southern Plains received a boost with recent rains. Even if things go well, however, that forage won't be available to graze until October, and in some situations, until later in the year. Steer calf prices in the Southern Plains may falter slightly in September, they say, and finish the quarter between $157 and $158. LMIC expects steer calf prices in the fourth quarter to remain a little below $160. The average price in the fourth quarter last year was $158.18 when markets were still dealing with the fallout from the Tyson plant fire. Further ahead, the LMIC folks say smaller calf crops the last couple of years should provide price support. Plus, they point out lower year-over-year corn prices that helped underpin calf prices through most of the summer should remain lower well into next year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 10th of September. Remember, you can find weekly highlights and summary at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.